This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are trying something a little different simply because he brought it up to me and said he'd actually like to, you know, lead off and kick the week off with me. And that means I'm joined this evening, instead of tomorrow evening, by Rob Morse, the writer dude, the podcaster dude, the dude my foiling crime, my classmate to be. Good evening, sir. And we got no Rob. I hear no Rob. Rob? Live radio. The drama. Hello, Bill. Okay, there you are. Okay. Okay. So, we're kicking off the week. Instead of doing it on Tuesday, we're kicking it off on Monday. And right after you get done with this now, are you recording Polite Society?
I am. Okay. This is my 3 hours of radio this evening. I am still married, and my wife still loves me, I swear.
Okay, well, yeah. As long as she knows that, I'm good to go.
Good.
As long as she knows that.
So, wow, there's so much to talk about. Should visitors go first, and I'll show you one of my interests? And you. All right, we'll go back and forth. You and I have cited many, many times the data from Dr. Gary Kleck, famous right. study, which sounds strange. You know, if somebody said, I'm going to give you lowly graduate student, I'm going to pay you pretty low wages. I want you to dial people who are nearly random. I'll come up with the numbers across the United States and ask them very precisely worded questions. And then we're going to record the answers. And then we will know something about what happened to them in the previous year. Questions like, do you own a gun? In the last 12 years, did you use it to defend yourself or someone else? Now, the subtle differences. Did you do that at home? Did you own a gun? Because some people won't say if they owned a gun. That's, you know, a high person on the phone. You want me to tell you who the heck are you? But it turns out the CDC, the U.S. Center for Disease Control, had the same curious question. And while Bill Clinton was president, they asked 12,000 people that question. Far, far and away the biggest data set out there. And then, I think, when they didn't get the answer that fit the political narrative, they buried the data.
Sure, absolutely.
Gary Kleck finally found that the reports had been done and then never promoted. And the numbers, now it turns out it was skewed. I don't think they sampled every state in the U.S. There are about 15 states where they sampled it, but it looks darn near identical to Kleck's data. 2.5 million, oddly enough, because even at 2.5 million, you understand we're still talking about what? 1 out of 1,000 of us that are going to ever see a gun use that year. But the numbers varied from year to year. So was it 1 million 1 year, 3 million the next? The averages when summed over that time were 2.5 million. Wow.
Now, Gary Kleck is a card-carrying member of the ACLU. He's a Democrat.
Yes, he is.
He's a criminologist. Yep. He's obviously a honest fella.
Right. To him, it's not politics. It's just what's true about the world. He's an academic. Right. What's true about the world? How can I report it clearly so that people can make informed decisions about what the world looks like and act on that data? You know, you've met John Lott, I take it.
I have talked with him. I have never met him.
Well, we're about 10 days away from solving that, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, if he's there, if I can get close to him.
Oh, he's there, and you'll see him, and you can go talk to him.
Okay.
And I've met Gary Kleck as well at a GRPC that was in Florida one year. But the U.S. government, what's amazing is that politicians will sit there and say, oh, Kleck's data is in doubt. Wait a minute. Didn't somebody like the U.S. CDC just, I think that data set's about three times larger than what Kleck did, and come up with virtually the same answers?
Well, and it's 21 years. Didn't Kleck's research first come out in 92?
I think it was taken in 93, reported 94, publicized 95, you know, at different seminars. So in that area, right?
So the CDC study that you're quoting,
it's
that was
just
actually
a few years later.
The CDC study you're quoting, I think they also came out with one as, I think, executive order number 21 when Obama had that in 2013.
Much later, yes.
Yeah.
With again similar results. Yep. So. It's well, now the FBI data for their violent crime profiles said that probability of you being the victim of a violent crime in your lifetime are between 1 in 3 and 1 in 4. And the way I say that, the bad news is someone in your family will probably be a victim in their lifetime. But again, the crazy things, if you're in an elite area of Telluride, Colorado, or Beverly Hills, gated communities, not so much. If you're down in the hood dealing drugs, lots higher than that, you know, and when you think of our own experience, one per family is enough to go, oh yeah, that did happen to my friend. Was that she was raped? We know people to whom violence has occurred. It's not the lightning strike that some people would have us believe.
Yeah, I think I don't remember the statistic. I saw a statistic somewhere and it's been a while, where they were talking about the likelihood of you knowing somebody or being related to, or you yourself being involved in a violent crime of some sort. But I don't remember.
Ah, what's it like for somebody 57 and a week old? You should still remember stuff like that. Sure. Okay, so what's the top of your list, now that I've dumped you right before the next break?
The top of my list is this Waffle House shooting. I have noticed that this is not getting jumped on.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I wondered if we were going to go there or when.
The right? Waffle House. Well, I mean, Waffle House, I don't know how they are in Louisiana. There's a lot of Waffle Houses where I live. And they're gun-free zones. They're all gun-free zones.
Yeah.
Which is one thing that everybody seems to, once again, be omitting.
Right.
And the other part is they had already, this guy, and we'll discuss the ramifications of it. This guy was known.
Yes. Yes. And not just a, boy, this guy sounds like a $3 bill. He was that crazy.
Yeah, he was well known. He was very well known. He had gone to high places trying to do high things, but we'll get to that in the next break. But Just as a brief thing, when will this issue, this episode of Polite Society publish, which you're going to be working on tonight?
I think it'll come out in a week. Normally, it would be a couple of days. Paul has been on the road so much. We're struggling to be only a week behind, which is really kind of sad. I think we're going to stop doing news, which is so great. I get to bring some news articles here.
Their loss, my gain.
Huh? Our game. It's great to talk with you.
Indeed. Polite Society Podcast, that is a part of the, Rob is a part of that ensemble cast, which they're recording that later tonight. Self-Defense Gun Stories, which he stands alone on that one, as a featured writer at Ammoland and ClashDaily.com, and as Slow Facts WordPress blog. That's hard to say fast.
I'm sorry, Bill.
And as a collaborator here, of course. And very soon we'll be in a class in Camden, Tennessee.
Yes.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Samurai and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse, who's getting ready
Hello
to do
again,
another
Bill.
Show. He's doing 3 hours. I'll be doing 3 hours. That's a whole lot of media there, eh? Yeah. Whole lot of media. So,
Waffle House.
Waffle House. So this guy was a prohibited owner.
Yep.
And they took the guns and gave them to his dad.
Right.
Okay. Now,
listen,
I'm just getting this picture of law enforcement in this area. They interacted with this kid and gave the guns to his dad. I'm just interacting, and I've got this vision, this visualization in my head of, you know, one of those captain's caps and one bullet in the pocket.
Yeah, it did. Barney Fife. It's a little bit sadder than that, though. This guy, you know, I don't know if you've known a family when somebody in your house was mentally ill. And this kid has a history. In May, I think this was back in Illinois, they're called to the CVS parking lot where the kid's kind of being a raving nut. And he's telling the officers that Taylor Swift, you know, the singer,
yeah,
was stalking him and had hacked his phone and that his family was involved in the hacking. And he agreed to go for a mental evaluation after the cops really looked at him and go, no, son, no, but 72 hours, come on, you're with us. Wasn't he only dressed in a green jacket when he attacked the Waffle House?
I'm here. I read that he was partially naked, which I don't know which part was not clothes. So
yeah, I think his shoulders were covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, that's not a pretty picture, is it?
Okay.
All right. But it's did you notice that there was a 29-year-old young black man who ran across the store, grabbed this kid, grabbed the rifle, threw the rifle across the counter, behind the counter, and then the murderer runs out and he's later caught.
Have they caught him now?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Last time I looked, the manhunt was still on. Have they caught this?
I'm pretty sure they caught him.
Let's see what Fox has to say about that while we're talking. Yeah, he's been nabbed after 36 hours on the lam.
And the way he got targeted is he tried to climb a security barrier in the White House.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to meet with the president.
Sure he did, yeah.
God, wow. Look, I may not be the brightest bulb on the planet, but I'm pretty sure I know that you don't invite yourself to meet with the president? Wow.
Well, I mean, you and I have been in the general vicinity of the president twice at two NRA meetups.
That's right. Right.
And even then, you know, we could have been walking around just with big placards on our chest saying, I am the NRA. And, you know, he was there to first plead for votes and then thank them. And,
right.
Hey, you know, I didn't even try to get close to him just because I didn't want to be part of the people that were losing their guns and their e-cigarettes.
Right. Right. Very, very similar situation at the Conservative Political Action Conference just south of D.C. Yep, there he is. Oh, that guy up in front, literally stone's throw away. That's the president. Now, that's amazing when you think of it.
Did you see that we're going to be beset upon by a bunch of actors and celebrities, quote unquote?
Oh,
yeah.
I did see that. Yes. Alyssa Milano is going to help the Parkland Five. I'm sure. Why not? They've got to find some way for all their Bloomberg.
Yeah, but I mean,
money.
You know, Alec Baldwin is going to be there. Alec Baldwin has this rep as being, you know, very fearsome on the streets of New York. And I wonder what he's going to do if he starts acting that. What's going to be like if they post up at the main entrance, which is the way I'm going to be coming in, and they're spouting a bunch of junk. I'm going to have, like, my monopod with me. That thing telescopes out, you know. I might go all Mark, you know, Luke Skywalker on somebody out there. Just because, you know, that kind of stuff. Listen, actors, every time, and this is somebody should tell them this, every time actors get out there and push for gun control, people get more against gun control.
I've forgotten his name now. There was an academic from, I want to say, the Buffalo area. And he made a career as a sociologist of saying every time they threaten our right to own guns, the NRA picks up another million members.
Sure.
Yeah, it's you and I understand why. Out of sight, out of mind. If you slap us in the face, we'll go, oh, stop that, please. And the NRA is the 500-pound gorilla in the room.
They are. But I mean, like Alyssa Milano went, and there was this runoff when Price was named. What was he named? He was named when Tom Price was named to something in Trump's cabinet. He's since moved on because he flew first class or something. Alyssa Milano came to campaign for the guy that was running in that district, but he didn't actually live in the district.
And oh, was this out? Congress race down in Alabama?
Georgia.
Georgia. Yeah, and then he got handed his hat.
Yes. Yeah, he got handed his hat. And, I mean, everywhere Alyssa Milano shows up is, I don't think we should be taking too much advice from her.
Well, what you're talking about the pulse of the public.
Sure.
And who was it? Pew just did a poll where there was a spike in how important we thought gun control was. You know, what's the most important subject? Nothing ever comes anywhere near 50%. You know, we're such a diverse country.
Right.
And now it's 1 in 20 of us in April, early April. 1 in 20 of us think that gun control is important. The most important thing right now is government corruption and the failure of government institutions. After the FBI, wait a minute. You and I just talk about this murderer in a Tennessee Waffle House, and we're going, but the FBI and background checks will save us. Oh, Lordy. Nope.
Look at it. I mean, when you got Comey in charge, you got McCabe as his deputy, and you got these two yahoos texting back and forth like they're in charge of this stuff. Who was there actually minding the store to tell these? The FBI rank and file, I think, are still, the Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. types that we all were proud of back in the day. But these guys that are in charge, they need to clean everybody out. All of these career bureaucrats have got to go.
I've been told. I've only met a few guys in the FBI. They seem pretty serious and squared away.
Right.
But the management, wow. Yeah, that's frightening. Well, you were in one of the largest organizations around, the U.S. Army. Leadership counts.
Oh, it absolutely counts, without a doubt. We're going to be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse from Polite Society Podcast, Slow Facts WordPress Blog, Self Defense Gun Stories Podcast, featured writer at ClashDaily.com and at Amoland.com.
And Tuesdays at the ever fascinating Lock and Load Radio.
Or
except for Monday today.
Oh, do you want to go back to Tuesday after this?
No. Whenever, Bill.
I'm just trying to, I just got to know so I can schedule this one. You got to have the schedule right, of course. Anyway, now, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but they have had the elections for the NRA board. Did you notice that?
I did.
Now, I've got a question for you because I have seen this happen twice. It's not that I don't think he would make a very good board member, but once again, Adam Kraut fell short.
Oh, did he? I thought he made it. Oh, nope. That's terrible.
Nope, he did not. And I don't know if you remember this from, was it Atlanta? I guess it was Atlanta. They had this new media meetup in Atlanta, and then the NRA came and squashed it. And this was one where they were trying to promote Adam Kraut. And then now this year they're going to have it offsite, where I don't know because I haven't been invited, and I don't know if I would get to go if I was invited. But I suspect that most of the people in this group already had it in for NRA. Now I would expect that they're going to really have it in for NRA. Thoughts?
It is the 500-pound gorilla in the room, but it doesn't dance very well. And you have to ask yourself this question. Are we disappointed at how socially, meaning it's social media, and politically nimble the NRA is, or are we just glad that it can move at all? Because it's a giant multi-million dollar bureaucracy.
Right.
You and I make a decision you know, this morning when you want me on, boom, done. And the NRA, with 75 members on the board, the staff really runs it except for the executives. It's, yeah, the way they treated the insurers for people who have self-defense insurance.
Right.
Now that CarryGuard came out, a lot of those people were pitched out of the venue with only a week's notice, something like that.
Right.
How strange. Just poor business practice. I'll have to ask them if they're going to actually attend some of those folks. We'll find out.
Well, it's interesting who isn't going to attend, because, like, Freddie Real isn't going.
Wow.
I think he actually has something else going on, and that's why he's not going.
Right.
But, I mean, Freddie Real is he's a board member, and he's the publisher or the editor in chief at Ammo Land, and
right.
I just like hanging out with him because I like to sit with him and let him people watch.
Right.
And let him say what he's got to say, because he's a very intriguing person to sit next to and just have a conversation with. A very interesting man.
Right.
But I mean, the guy that was in charge of the guy that owns Second Call Defense, he's not going. And he's an NRA board member.
Right. But Sean Maloney is going to Africa for a hunt.
I didn't know why he wasn't going. I just knew he wasn't going. But
yeah, you know, like the Friends of NRA raffles and banquets?
Yeah.
They were doing one, and he goes, Rob, I have this chance to go to Africa at a price that's, you know, I don't know, it was a $5 ticket, and I won. How can I not go? And you're all, you got to go. It's a chance of a lifetime.
Yeah. So. Been a while since I spoke with him, so that sounds perfectly feasible to me. I think I'd probably miss that, too. But this will not be a dull one, I have no doubt about that. This is going to be interesting to see how things go and everything. And are you, when you go to one of these things, do you actually look for something new as far as, you know, tech or gear or?
Well, that's SHOT Show. I mean, this is the public face rather than the behind the counter face of the firearms industry. And I'm not the hardware guy. I'll be there to talk to the trainers. I'll be there to listen to the politics. The hardware, I'll leave to better men than I.
Hardware would be, I mean, for me to notice hardware, I mean, there's certain people out there that refine it to a certain degree.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that amazing?
But as far as anything new, I haven't seen anything new in quite some time. I think the next time we see something new, we'll have like a rail gun or fake.
Well, but no, let's back up. They've refined and improved the single stack nines.
Sure.
You know, the Glock 19 went on a diet, so it's not such a bulky critter. Yeah, for a lot of people, that fits them. If you can't hide the bulk of a double stack nine, and what was the SIG 365 is that they stacked it in between. It's like a stack and a half.
Right.
So it's 12 something in there. So you're right, though. There's very few revolutions, a lot of evolution.
Yeah, and I guess that's okay because I mean, I'm an AR guy. As often as I try to get out there and say, well, I'd like to try a Tab 4. Well, I pick one up. I'm like, wow, this is back heavy. Or I'm like, I tried to pick up an AK, and I'm like, wow, it feels like an AK.
Right. Hey, speaking of which, because in competitive three gun,
sure,
they let some people, and I think it was really an ammunition issue and maybe a target issue as well, roll to pistol caliber carbines.
Really?
And then some people went, hey, you know what? This is pretty cool. It's the modern version of the lever action rifle, right? Intermediate cartridge.
Sure.
And people were going, you know, if you needed a self-defense gun or the equivalent, I need a gun to hand to my neighbor. If, you know, oh, poo hits the fan. And you go, you know, a pistol caliber AR clone or AK? Not bad. I like it.
That's, you know, a lot of people go into that. I've never, like, the guns that came out, like the Chris Vector.
Right. I remember that.
I've handled that. I've never shot one. I have heard that they have a tendency to blow out the side.
Ooh.
Because they're polymer. You know, the body's polymer.
Yep.
And hopefully, I'm sure they've resolved that by now, because that was years ago that I heard that. But the pistol caliber carbine gives you that one ammo caliber that you can go by.
Right. Right.
The only problem with those, and maybe you know this because I certainly don't know, like if you got a 9mm AR and you want to put a standard capacity in it, which would be 30, who makes the magazines that goes into those and how easy are they to find?
Yeah. You know what? What I think the highest I've seen is 20 for 20 9mm cartridges in a single mag. It's the kind of a goofy Glock mag that I saw somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, the guys that have the Glock machine pistol, you know, what number is that?
That it's the 18.
The 18?
Yeah.
Okay. I would assume they have to put something in it, because otherwise it's, you know, a second and you're done.
Yeah, well, they use those 33-round happy sticks.
Yeah, so there
you go. I've got a couple of those laying around the house. So anyway, we're coming up on the next break later in about 18 minutes. Rob's going to go straight from this. No stopping for coffee, no nothing, and going to hook up and get hooked up with the people from Polite Society Podcast and do Polite Society. In addition to this, he does self-defense gun stories. He is a writer at his own website, Slofax WordPress blog. He is a writer, a featured writer at ClashDaily.com and at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11 through 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Joined by Rob Morse, who's all over the place doing all kinds of things. Have you noticed that at Ammo Land, Rob, a lot of people are starting to come out and echo in various ways your article about all the failures that happened in Parkland?
Right. And there are so many, unfortunately. I'll call it a follow-up article.
Right.
If you want to move on, why? Why do really bad political ideas get so much traction?
I guess because it appeals, you know, it's, I think it's all time to try to use emotion instead of reasoning.
Sure.
And, like, right now, I wonder what kind of emotions. Have you seen this one coming up on Ammo Land where there was a walkout at a school?
Oh, yes.
Texas, and a kid was hit and killed by a vehicle because he wasn't in class.
I did see that, yep.
During the walkout due to guns. If we're going to get out there and say children can't possibly own guns, then I think we also need to point out if they're not mature enough to own a gun, because, you know, I can't remember who says this, but if you can't be trusted to carry a gun, you should not be walking the streets without a custodian. If they can't own a gun, then they certainly don't need to be political activists.
Right.
And they in class, they need to be in class during school, and then they can be activists afterwards, I guess.
Right. 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 And I know David Kodria will use that phrase, and I think that actually is an earlier quote reshaped from JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, that if you're too questionable to own a gun, you need a minder.
Right. You know, something like that. I never remember the exact wording. It's brilliant, but I don't ever remember how it goes.
The point that bothers me is I see these internal conflicts inside government organizations. For example, we want to arm teachers. They're in the corner. Now, not a majority of them, but a sizable number, 5 to 15%, depending on the state, is some teacher waving his hand saying, I carry all the time. I'm here early. I'm here late. I do special events. You know, maybe a drama teacher, a band teacher, a PE coach. Hi, we're here when we're here all alone. The school resource officer left hours ago. We're here on days when the school is closed. Please let me carry and protect these kids. And a teacher's union says, oh, you want to do something not in the contract that is a valuable service. We were against it unless you get paid extra. You know, wait. How did that confluence of factors come up? We thought this was about doing it just for the kids. And it turns out politics get involved really quickly. And politicians often won't do the right thing unless they get credit for it.
Well, no, or they don't, or they have that photo op to go with it.
Right.
In the event that something like this happens where, you know, they're marching around in a formation, you know, with the signs and NRA's got blood on the hands and everything, and then somebody gets killed.
Oh,
who bears responsibility for that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, who's going to these classes and organizing these students and saying, we're going to walk out due to guns because we're the target? No, you're actually not the target.
Well,
but
in this case, the local school superintendent in Florida, was it Marion County, Florida? She organized the event for the kids. And what was interesting is she said, oh, I want to publish this survey. Tell us what you think we should do. The top answers were put up a fence. Let's have access controls. Hey, arm teachers. Strange that that part of the survey was never publicized. Those were the most, these kids had more common sense than the adults standing around them. And that was from our buddy Miguel Gonzalez, gunfreezone.net.
Yeah.
He's in Florida. So he knows some of the people who saw it and went, holy cow, look at that there.
Well, I just don't know. I, you know, the this idea, they're trying to keep this movement alive, and it's dead already. It's dead.
Well, it's getting new legs. You know, it's leaked out into the.
The adults have now taken over and said, here, kid, I'll handle this.
Like the American Federation of Teachers cut ties with Wells Fargo because the bank still has affiliations with NRA.
Somebody's going to end up suing these banks because there's got to be some sort of an antitrust clause being violated here. They've already figured out, I mean, Operation Choke Point was found to be an illegal operation.
Right.
And, you know, these banks getting up here and trying to say, we're going to decide what best practices are for the people that work, you know, that we're supplying. No. I mean, they can get away with it, but if it gets too spread out and broad, I'm ready to see a couple of banks get slammed around. Because the thing about the banks, what was it? You know, 10 years ago, there were people going and getting on their knees in front of Nancy Pelosi saying, please bail us out. Please bail out the country. And we did. They got bailed out. And now they're out there trying to determine which rights are good and which rights are bad. I think they've sort of lost their way again.
Well, we've only got 3 minutes, so I want to tease you with this.
Sure, sure.
Your sentiment is not unique. Representative Tom Rakita, he's from Indiana.
Right.
He's pushing to end the relationship of Citibank with the General Services Agency.
Yes.
And that's, you know, when a government agency, somebody like GSA that is involved in buying and selling, goes, here, we need, a million credit cards, and it's a $70 billion contract with GSA. And Rakita, the congressman, goes, and you are telling people that you won't do business with them because they sell legally bought and sold products. No, we don't have to do business with you. Now, that will get some stockholders staring right at some board of directors with blood in their eyes.
Well, I mean, you know, one of the caveats is that they don't want anybody to be selling guns to anybody who is not 21 years old, which that's not a law yet in a lot of places.
Right. Right.
And they don't want anybody to go beyond if the 3-day waiting period.
Right.
They don't want to go by that either.
Or the that's a 15 round mag in that caliber.
Yes.
Oh, no, it has to be 10 or less.
Right.
And what drives you and I so crazy is none of that stuff has proved to keep us safe. It's political pablum, and it's infuriating.
Well, the other, another thing is that you won't sell to anybody who doesn't pass a background check. That's been law for what? 14 years, 13 years, or 23, yes. I'm sorry, 23 years?
Yeah, yes.
Since that was passed. So, I mean, some of this stuff, the gun grabbers, I really do wish the gun grabbers would actually educate themselves a little bit. So while we're trying to fight all this stuff they got going on, we could not have to fight the stupid junk that's never going to apply anyway.
Well, I think they can sell anything that sells. What they can't do is fail. They need to appear trendy. They need to appear Bill, it's just some more common sense legislation. We wrapped it up with a bright, pretty bow. Yeah. The fact that it fails doesn't count. They need a workable, focus group tested soundbite. And unfortunately, well, as the polls show, they had it, and then the American people dug deeper and said, no. You clowns on camera, our government is a bigger threat to us than guns are.
Yep. So Rob is off now to hook up to somebody else via Skype, and then the lights decide. How long does it take to record one of those?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Well, give my regards to the cast.
I will indeed, Bill, and see you in 10 days. Talk to you next week, but I get to see you in 10.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.